is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and it is that time of the week in which we have a conversation with Russ Collins. Russ is executive director of both the Michigan and State Theater in Ann Arbor, and fact of the matter is he's usually sitting alongside me here in the studio on Thursdays, but we are living in different times today, aren't we? So Russ is joining us by phone, and Russ, how you hunkered down? You doing well?
Yes, we're definitely hunkered down. Because the theater's empty and because we want to keep an eye on it, I come down every day and take a look after it during the day. But it's a very odd thing to be in a big old theater and then run across the street to the State Theater.
Yeah, your three decades of work there, this is the first time something like this has happened, right? Other than shut down for construction and restoration, right?
Exactly. So, you know, we've been shut down for very short periods of time, for a few days, but never this kind of thing.
Well, because the theaters are shut down does not mean that you are not making movies accessible, and that includes the ongoing Ann Arbor Film Festival.
That's right. Well, the Ann Arbor Film Festival started on Tuesday, and they moved online, and so they kicked off things at 4 o'clock on Tuesday and have been doing programs every day. So if you go to their website, aafilmfest.org, you can get the full lineup for today and through Sunday, because the festival does run through Sunday. Today at 10 o'clock, they have a juror presentation of Lisa Steele and Kim Tomczak, and they're going to do some of their films. At 12 o'clock, they have feature films in competition, as they do at 1:45. At 4 o'clock, they have their out night, which also includes films in competition. And then after that, they're actually going to do an online party with the DJ. So you can sit at home and watch some Ann Arbor Film Festival films, but you can also party afterwards in your own house.
Right, exactly. But I do want to pass along a shout-out to all involved, because there was truly the possibility that this festival was going to fall through this year because of the circumstances, and they found a way to get it up and running to still maintain. May take a huge budget impact, that remains to be seen, but fact of the matter is the festival went on and just earlier this week was voted the best film festival in America.
That's right. And it certainly is unique and has a long history. It's been around for almost 60 years at this point, and it's a very, very special kind of thing.
Now, so, before we specifically talk about what you're doing at the Michigan and State Theaters and how you are making films available to folks, I do want to point out that you've made some adjustments in the upcoming Cinetopia Film Festival as well, right?
That's right. We've moved it to August, so it's going to open on August 21st and run through the 30th. So instead of starting your summer with Cinetopia, you can end your summer with Cinetopia. So we've been doing it in May, which is a little bit before summer technically, but I think it's summer in everybody's mind in
right.
Michigan by May. And we are definitely wrapping up the summer with an end of August incarnation of Cinetopia. So look forward to more details. It certainly does disrupt your programming, because the films that you've lined up for May are going to be differently available.
Come
and
August.
So you've got to come up with a different set of films to play in, or a significantly different number of films. So anyway, we're working every day to make that happen. And then we're really excited about the screening that we're doing tonight. Now, this screening will take place in your house. But for weeks and weeks and weeks, we did a film called Fantastic Fungi. It's the mushroom movie that everybody loves, and I suppose it's better that they called it the Fantastic Fungi than the mushroom movie.
But I don't know. I'm kind of a fan of the mushroom movie.
That's right. But it covers all aspects of mushrooms. They're, you know, the nature of them as, you know, poisonous kind of things, but also as things that are delicious to eat, things that are used for drugs, both medicinal and hallucinatory. And it's a very, very interesting documentary. If you did not see it, or if you're interested in participating in a conversation about the movie, the filmmakers, Louis Schwartzberg and Paul Stament, are going to be online today at 4:09 and 11:59 p.m., and you can sign up to watch the film. Now, You have to go to our website, and then we'll tell you how to sign up for one of the Q&As. And you can rent the film. And if you do rent the film or buy the film, the Michigan Theater gets 40% of that purchase.
So it's a way to support a local business that's been shuttered by our current public health crisis.
Absolutely. So that's going to be a very special thing. And again, there's a live action part of this, which is to involve a Q&A with the filmmakers.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. This is Cinema Chat. Russ Collins joins us by phone this week and probably for at least the next couple of weeks as we continue to deal with the ramifications of a public health crisis. And Russ, you have more films other than just the Fantastic Fungi, right?
That's right. We open a film, actually, again, open it in your very own living room, a film called St. Francis, which is about a 34-year-old woman who's having a little bit of trouble with life in general. And she starts taking care of a 6-year-old named Francis, and her personal complications with her life and complications with the mothers of this little 6-year-old, Francis, complicate everything. But it's a very, very human tale. Again, it was supposed to be released to theaters at this particular point in time, but the company Oscilloscope is making it available online through Art House Theaters. So again, you need to go to the Michigan Theater website, michtheater.org. You can get the information about how to sign up to watch the film, again, starting tomorrow. There's a fee for it, but again, the Michigan Theater gets a half of the fee that's charged, and there's a special member price if you're a Michigan Theater member, and you can get the instructions at michtheater.org on how to sign up for that. And then we have Bong Joon-ho's film that probably brought him to most prominence in the United States before Parasite, the Academy Award-winning, multi-Academy Award-winning
Snowpiercer,
film.
Right?
Yeah, Snowpiercer, which is going to be Saturday, the 28th at 9 o'clock. And this is a virtual watch party where our film programmer, Nick, is going to oversee a discussion and a watch party. And you can talk back and forth online as you're watching the film. So go check that out. Again, that's going to be Saturday at 9 o'clock. It'll be a YouTube live event. So go check that out.
Let me ask you a question, Russ.
Yeah.
So, you know, the notice that the theaters would have to shut down came about rather abruptly, and then you've had to adapt, and now you've got an entire line of programming available online and are continuing to engage the community in that way. What kind of work had to go in to make that happen?
Well, it had a lot to do with the Art House Convergence, which is the national conference that we do, and we started with Sundance back about 15 years ago. So the distributors knew that there was a national network of art houses, which again we're fortunate enough to lead. So this conversation began to develop between the distributors, between the theaters. So some of these were getting from distributors. Some of them the theaters themselves are just making up. I'm going to be teaching a film class online in the near future, and we'll be doing a live chat film club as well online. So we're both following our art house colleagues and learning from what they do, and then putting our own spin to it and doing our own thing. But we're very, very proud that the Michigan Theater was able to serve the national art house film community by creating this network of art houses so that we can all share our ideas, imaginations, and the technology needed to make these things happen.
Now, it's certainly not lost on you. It's certainly not lost on you that one of the great ways we, at the end of our workaday lives and workaday weeks, get great relief and escape is by going to the movies. How long do you think, as a community, we are all going to be willing to watch these things online and follow the order to stay home?
Well, one of the things that's happening in the media box, it's not a very important thing compared to the medical tragedy that is this pandemic. But there is discussion in the entertainment media about will this be the end of movies, which happens all the time online and all kinds, cable and VHS and all kinds of things are supposed to kill the movies.
The death knell has been rung many a time.
That's right. So it's being rung at this particular point in time. But bottom line, essentially going to a theater for a movie is a lot like going out to eat. You're not making a choice because it's the only place you can eat or it's the only place you can see a movie, but you want a social experience. And sitting at home, even with an online chat kind of arrangement, really isn't that kind of social experience. So I think going out to theaters will continue to be an important thing for people to do.
But let's do it safely once the crisis is passed.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a lot of hoops to jump through before that happens, and we'll be here when it does.
Hey, Russ, thank you so much for the time. Again, if you want to check out the programming from the Ann Arbor Film Festival online, it's aafilmfest.org. To check out what the Michigan Theater and State Theater are doing online, go to michtheater.org. And, Russ, we'll talk by phone again next week.
We'll look forward to it. Ta-ta from Hollywood, and we'll see you at home at the movies.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station. It's 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.